Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm ready to start something new. I guess this officially counts off season 3, episode 1. You know, we're down into baseball season. We were talking before, probably our favorite time of the year. Definitely the time of March is my favorite because, you know, we got March Madness and you got, you know, SEC baseball tournament starting and baseball in general. So I know I'm excited about this. You know, first time doing this, so we'll see how it goes. All right, Jacob, I guess we're going to go ahead and start with predictions, right? Because just like we have done for everything.
Right.
Go through and give me your West predictions. I guess go ahead and run through 1 through 7 for me.
All right. So I think I'm going to go with LSU to win the West. I think they're just really all around complete. I was kind of a toss up between them and A&M. So I had A&M at 2. But honest to gosh, I think the first three are interchangeable. And in order for me, it's LSU, A&M, and Arkansas. I think all three are interchangeable. Could go very well. Could see them winning 21-22 games in out of the 30. So, and then at 4, I'm going to go with Bama. I think they're a really good team. It's been fun to watch. A lot of offense. Arms could definitely get better, but I think that's kind of everybody, especially in the non-conference play. It's fun to see, you know, what your arm talent looks like, especially going into this upcoming weekend. And then finishing right below them, I have Auburn. I feel like they're kind of both equal. But I think just like you were going to do, put Auburn ahead of Bama just because, you know, where we're from. So
Homer.
Yeah, Homer. It makes sense. And then 6 and 7, I have Ole Miss at 6 and Mississippi State at 7.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. I mean, I'll go ahead and run through mine and we can kind of, I guess, compare a little bit. I'm going to take A&M to win the West, which kind of coincides with what I said for awards in a second. I'm going to have A&M first, LSU 2, Arkansas 3. I'm going to go Auburn at 4, Bama at 5. And then we're going to finish out the same at Ole Miss at 6, State at 7. And if we had told each other, what, 4 or 5 years ago, that State and Ole Miss would be picked last in the conference 2 years in a row, you probably would have been put in a mental asylum among SEC baseball fans. Like, that the downfall is crazy, Jacob.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's so crazy to me to hear that, you know, does not see Alabama or Auburn not in that 6-7 spot. Because for as long as we can remember growing up, that's what it was. You know, we were predicted to finish last. I know as a Bama fan, I went through a stretch of not even going to Hoover. So, you know, it's just really cool to see how the culture and team has changed since we've kind of grown up, I guess.
And, you know, everybody talks about the SEC. Would you go in far to say that this is, like, no matter the sport, the deepest conference in all the NCAA?
Honestly, think about it. Like, looking besides, there's two teams in the East, of course, that I don't think are that good. But the other 12, man, I think they can all compete with anybody.
You would say at least probably 10 or 11 of them are regional teams, right?
Yeah, I would probably say – I would even go as far as saying maybe all 12.
Right. You know, 15 and 15 in the SEC with a good non-con, and I know most of the teams have a good non-con. Yeah, a host, and, you know, going 10 and 20 gets you a 2 seed somewhere, 3 seed, in a lower region too, like a, you know, 14, 15 seed region. And something that speaks to the death of the conference is just, you know, right now D1 baseball has them number one in the country in Arkansas, and we have them picked third in their division, not even the whole conference, the division.
Yeah. I mean, going down through looking at the teams, like in our pick'ems, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 ranked in the top 20, you know, so that's crazy to me. Just
it's 4 of the top 5.
Yeah.
Is Wake the third? I think Wake's the other team, right? Aren't they 3?
And I don't think it's Wake. I think they dropped down. It's not Texas, no. Who is that third team? Or who is what? It'd be number 3, right?
Yeah, because it's Oregon State.
Oregon State.
It goes Arkansas, LSU, Oregon State, A&M, Tennessee, Duke, Wake. That's your top seven. So
Florida and Vandy back to back 8-9. So
right, crazy. I mean, it's just like you know, we sit here and talk about football and all that, but this is a gauntlet like no other, in my opinion. I mean, I forgot who it was that said this, but you know, all you're trying to do is avoid getting swept when you're on the road. You ain't got to win every series.
No.
You sit there and go 1-2, and then, you know, win 2-1 at go 2-1 at your place and maybe get a series sweep in one of them. You're sitting pretty. You're a top 15 team in the country, which, you know, it might blow a Yankees mind, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just, you know, looking at it from, like you said, the if you can find a way every road series to take one, mm-hmm. at the end of the year, you're 5-10 on the road in conference play. All right. Say if you win every series at home, say if you win 2 out of 3 every home series, you're 10-5. You're 15-15.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you're hosting.
Yeah, a sweep every now and then. So, man, it's hard to sweep, though, in conference play.
It is.
It's ridiculous. I think that's why it's probably both of our favorite times of the year, just because of how competitive it is. So,
right. And, you know, that speaks to all of baseball. Like, you know, in football, you're not going to have, you know, and I'm just say because it was most recent. Also, the other night, Alabama, Southern Miss. You're not going to have Southern Miss, you know, beat Alabama. Same thing. Well, you know, you might have had South Alabama beat Mississippi State last year in football, but it's not going to happen. It's not normally going to happen. You're not going to have Kennesaw take 2 out of 3 from Missouri. No, Kentucky. You're right. Like, baseball is such a different level of competition than I would say any other sport. Maybe, you know, maybe you could argue maybe some softball, but Oklahoma runs that thing like it ain't nothing.
Right.
You know? And, you know, and people can already make the same argument for March Madness, but that's not going to happen most of the time in non-con basketball like it does in baseball.
Right. No, I think you can even go as far as to say, you know, when you look at the worst teams in baseball, they still have so much talent just because they could compete. I mean, look at Bama and Lipscomb last week. Lipscomb is by far no bad baseball team. But, I mean, you give up 13 runs to a mid-major Lipscomb team, and, you know, that's just crazy to give up 13 runs to a team like Lipscomb that's a mid-major and had a chance to beat you. Mm-hmm. So I think it just shows you how hard baseball is, I think, just because everybody's going to compete at all times.
And I'll use Auburn as an example, too. Last weekend we had Austin Peay, who is a really good Austin Peay team. They took two midweek series or two games, so a midweek sweep versus Mississippi State. Took a walk off bomb to beat them in game one. They beat us pretty bad in game two, and then we turned around and beat them by like 20 in the third game. Like, you just never know what's going to happen in college baseball. And like you said, like March Madness going on right now, that's what people find so fun.
Yeah, it's just, you know. And I know we're using examples again, but like a team like Dallas Baptist.
Grant Jay.
Yeah, Grant Jay is he has owned me for a while. But, you know, it's just crazy because like nobody knows who Dallas Baptist is aside from baseball. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just crazy how these small schools are able to be successful. Like a Campbell, for example, you know, I think they were in March Madness a few years ago. Maybe, but I mean, known for baseball. So it's just a really cool thing just to see all these universities and schools that nobody knows, but are, you know, successful.
And I'll use one more example, and then we'll get into our East. And you know, Indiana State kind of did a little bit in basketball this year, but they were a host last year in baseball. They hosted the 16 seed. Now Tennessee ended up beating them.
Yeah.
But they were still a host and of what 350 something teams available for regionals, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty close. I think it's pretty similar to the same number as baseball. I mean, not basketball. Same number as basketball. So, like, crazy impressive.
Yeah, hosting a regional in Terre Haute should kind of be illegal. But, I mean, that just kind of is what it is.
All right, Jacob, go ahead and give me your East.
All right. So, I think we both have Florida to win the East. But right behind them, I have Vandy. Just Vandy's always good. This year seems like they're kind of maybe on a downslope. You hate to say that about Vandy, but I mean, they did lose. I know they lost a midweek to Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
And
they lost Texas State, right? Wasn't it? Then they go to Texas State or not? They didn't go to, but in
they lost at Houston in the classic, the Shriners thing. And then I have Tennessee right behind them. really solid. I think, like I've said before, I think you can swap 1 through 3 in any order and you can have something there. And then at 4, I have Georgia. Wes Johnson's doing a really good job right now. I mean, it does help that he has, you know, Slade Alford, Charlie Condon, who won Freshman of the Year last year. So that helps. But their only losses come to Michigan State in the midweek, which was a weird midweek. But, I mean, they're just playing really good ball right now. And then I have South Carolina at 5, Kentucky and Missouri at 6 and 7.
Yeah, and we're pretty similar. I'm going to work back. I have Missouri at 7, Kentucky at 6. Then I'm going to take Georgia at 5, South Carolina at 4, Vandy at 3, and Tennessee at 2, and then Florida at 1. It's hard to go against, you know, the Shohei Ohtani of college baseball right now, and Jack Cag. I'm not going to try and pronounce last names in right now, but I think it's just like, I think 1 through 3, like you say, are probably interchangeable. And I'm going to give Florida the nod just because, you know, World Series runner up last year. You might as well give them the nod. Then you got South Carolina and Georgia, probably on the little tier right there in the East. And then UK and Missouri. And I think both of us have UK and Missouri being the two that miss Hoover, which is kind of unfortunate that that's how the baseball tournament works. But, you know, I haven't seen any plan. I did see the plans, but I don't remember them, how it's going to work when we get to 16. Do you, off the top of your head?
I think what's going to happen is it's going to kind of be the same format, or not the same format. It's going to be completely different. So all 16 are going to make it, I'm pretty sure. The top 8, so 9 through 16 will play day 1, kind of like it is now, where you have 5 single, through 12.
Single, right.
Right. And then, or everything's going to be single elimination.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So, but 9 through 16 are going to play on day 1, and then 5 through 8 will be waiting, you know, their winners. And then, but 1 through 4 will get the double bye like they are now. Or not like they are now, but they'll get they'll get an extra day.
So almost, it's kind of similar to the basketball tournament.
Yes, in a sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but all 16 will make it, which I think is a good thing.
I agree.
I do hate that the layout is how it is, but I mean, I guess it's, you know, if you just... But I feel like when Texas and Oklahoma join, you may have teams going. If they kept this format now, if they would have just kept 12, you might have 4 teams. You know, you may have one that wins 13 games in SEC play that may not make it.
And still goes to a regional and doesn't make the tournament.
Right. So that's just – but I'm kind of glad they're going to go to that format. I like to see everybody make it.
Right. All right. So let's go ahead and get into our – preseason rewards, I guess. For Coach of the Year, I'm going to take A&M's Jim Schloss. I'm not going to say his last name again either. But I have A&M winning the West, and I think that's just enough. And probably the overall seed in the SEC, I'd probably say if I'm going to have them win in the West, they're going to be the overall seed. I think that's going to be enough to get him the job, the Coach of the Year job.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Wes Johnson from Georgia. I think he's doing a great job right now. 17-1, I think they are. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive through 18 games, if you ask me right now. I have them finishing that middle of the East, so I would probably say maybe 8 seed in Hoover, 8 or 9 in Hoover. So that'd probably, what, be 14-16, 15-15?
Probably wins.
17, something like that.
Yeah.
So I think in your first year, I think that can be enough to do it for you, especially what you got. I had Rob Vaughn on there from, obviously, Alabama. I just think with how he's doing so far and, you know, the type of baseball that they play, I think he's got an opportunity to do it too. So it'll be fun to see how it pans out and come back and look at how either smart we look or how not smart we look.
Yeah. You know, for my player of the year, you know, I will preference that if I can only pick up one player of the year between player and pitcher, we divided them. But if y'all can only take one, I'm taking Hagen Smith from Arkansas because he's going to be my pitcher of the year. But for player of the year, I'm going to take what I believe is the best player on the best team in the conference, and that's going to be Braden Montgomery, the outfielder for A&M. He's hitting right above 403 right now in non-con, which hitting 403 has him like ninth right now in average, and he's got 7 home runs. So he's in the top part of both of them. And I just feel like it's a safe strategy to go the best player on the best team. And that's what I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I think I'm going to go Charlie Condon from Georgia. I think right now, if they gave the award out right now, I would definitely go to him. I think with his experience of winning Freshman of the Year last year, he knows kind of what he's supposed to do. And I think he's going to continue those numbers. I think he has a really good weekend at Kentucky this coming up weekend. I think their bats stay hot, and Georgia and Charlie Condon is going to lead that Georgia team to that obviously that four spot that I have them at.
All right, I've already kind of said who my pitcher of the year, Hagan Smith. So why don't you just go ahead and walk me through your pitcher of the year, Jacob?
Yeah, I hate to say this name. It's kind of unfortunate, but Luke Holman transferred from Alabama to LSU, just tearing it up for them right now. So I think he continues his hot streak, and I think he's their two guy right now. I think he's throwing on Saturdays for them. So, man, he's just kind of a really, really could use him at Alabama right now.
I'm glad you don't have him, Jacob.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you are, but man, he's doing a great job. So I think he continues his high streak, and I'm going to go with him. I had him or Hagan, and well, since we just kind of bounced off of each other's picks, so but I do think it'll either be I think it's going to be one of those two.
Yeah, I don't think there's. I mean, Cag could be there.
Maybe, but
maybe Cag. But I think Cag's more player of the year than pitcher of the year. Probably right.
he's been a little bit inconsistent before as a pitcher. So, I mean, he can do both for sure. Don't get me wrong; he's really good at both. But I'm saying, I think he's probably better at hitting than he is pitching for sure.
All right. So for freshman / newcomer of the year, both of us being a little bit of homers right now. I'm gonna take Mason Manners for Auburn. He plays at left field right now, and he's between the one. He hasn't been. In one spot, really, the last three weekends, he's been rotating around. He's been the one hole hitter, the two hole hitter, and then the eight. But right now, he's hitting 390, which we'll get it done. And yes, if you can hit 390, you're going to be drafted pretty quickly, pretty high overall when it comes to July, June. Is that right?
June.
Summertime. When it comes to summertime, you'll be drafted pretty high if you continue to hit that up. So just being the homer I am and wanting to give Auburn a little wreck, I'm going to take Mason right there.
Yeah, so I'm also going to have a homer pick and go with Gage Miller at Alabama's third baseman. Fun fact is Alabama's third baseman in 3 years. The last two have hit the transfer portal after very successful seasons. So it's kind of a revolving door there for Alabama to find somebody. But just not somebody I really knew of coming from Bishop State. Really, he's been tearing it up. I think he's seven or eight home runs on the year at the leadoff spot. I think he's hitting 430 around that. So,
pretty good.
Yeah, I think that'll play. Yeah, he's doing a good job, and I think he's going to continue to tear it up. I mean, I think it's going to be a thing where Alabama may go as Gage Miller goes, sets the table for him, and finds a way to do it. So I think Gage might find a way to win that newcomer of the year. I wouldn't be shocked, though, another homer pick to see if Justin LeBron wins freshman of the year. He's been playing well at shortstop. So,
and you know, something, and I will say, if we had another reward, which we didn't do this in football, so we're not going to do it here, but, you know, a newcomer transfer, like, inside the conference, you know, I said something about maybe doing Slade Alford, but I think TJ McCants.
That's what
probably was going to have one of them too. He's been hitting pretty well. Where does he hit for Alabama in the lineup? Four hole?
Two
hole. Yep. So, I mean, that'll get you. I mean, he's been hitting it really good right now. And so is Slate, like you said. I mean, two guys that, you know, TJ was really important on that World Series team that Ole Miss won. And Slate has kind of been in and out of the lineup for State the past 2 years, struggled a little bit, but now looks like they're both really getting into their own.
Yeah. So good for those guys. But, then we're going to go ahead and jump into this weekend series. So just not really in any order, but the first one is Georgia at Kentucky. Georgia 17-1, and then Kentucky is 14-3. I think I'm going to go with Georgia to win this one on the road, win this series, not just this one game. I kind of probably should have prefaced that before. We're going to pick based off who we think is going to win the series, not like individual games. So I think we're both going to, or I'm going to go with Georgia. Kentucky, like we mentioned earlier, has lost two last week to Kennesaw State at home. So, and Georgia's really hot right now. So I think they're going to take that one on the road.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to go Georgia too. And I'm going to save face a little bit for Kentucky. We talk about them losing to Kennesaw, same Kennesaw team. Did they take the series from Clemson? Or I know they at least won one game and game two was really close. So that Kennesaw team is no slouch. However, you know, both of us have Kentucky 6 in the East. And for us to be right, they have to start slow
out of the conference play. So I think it's a good pick for us to take Georgia to go ahead and win this first one.
Yeah. All right. And so I think arguably probably the series of the week.
Definitely the series of the week. And I know Tennessee Bama's there, but I think this is definitely it.
Yeah. I mean, you could say Auburn Vandy too. I mean, three really good series this weekend, but definitely by far the series of the weekend. Texas A&M, at number 8, Florida. A&M is 17-0, and Florida is 10-6. What you going to go with?
I'll go A&M. You know, we both had Florida winning the East, and I had A&M, you know, winning the West. But I'm going to take A&M on the road. They haven't lost a conference. They haven't lost a game yet. That will change this weekend. They will lose one. I'm calling it now. However, I do think they get the series. So my coach of the year and player of the year get off to a hot start in conference play, and I'm going to take A&M on the road.
Yeah. I don't blame you there, but I think I'm going to go with Florida to win this one at home. It's going to be a thing where I don't necessarily know if it's their arms that do the job, but I think their bats will. Florida, man, they can hit it. Cags, I think his name's Dale Taylor at third.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Colby Shelton's playing shortstop for them, so who was Alabama's third baseman last year. So, I mean, they can just hit it, man. I don't really think there's a guy in that lineup that can't hit it, so I'm going to go with Florida to win it at home.
All right. So the next series is, you know, another ranked series. We're going to say that a lot this season, I guess you'd call. Number 5, Tennessee, 17-1. At number 14, Alabama, 15-2. At the Joe, Jacob, does Bama get the series win at the Joe?
Man, I don't know. I think the pitching situation has me worried a little bit as a Bama fan. Just, you know, losing Riley Quick to Tommy John and then having some guys not healthy. Southern Miss was, I don't want to call it a fluke, but it's one of those things, man, they're just a good team.
So, I mean, they should have hosted the regional last year. They took Auburn's regional away from them. So
I think Bama wins it at home.
I think
we win too. It's going to, by no stretch is it going to be easy, but I think it's going to be both two night games in a row at the Joe. I think the second one. So Saturday night is going to be at 7:00. So it's going to be late, but
will you be there, Jacob Holman?
Oh yeah. I'll be there all three. So I don't know, man. Tennessee can hit it. They can throw it. We can hit it. We can somewhat throw it. So I think it'll be kind of a toss up, but I think can't go wrong with either one, but I'm going to go Bama.
Okay, I'm going to take Tennessee. I just think, you know, I'm going to respect that number beside their name first off. You know, and as much as I really don't like Tony Vitello, I do think he can coach a good baseball team. And they're always one of the top, or they have recently been one of the top teams in the SEC. But I'm going to throw a hypothetical at you, Jacob. You know, you took Bama to win the series. What's more likely, though? Bama sweeps or get swept?
I would probably definitely say get swept. Just because the pitching situation is so it's just difficult. There's just like, it's, you got guys that don't have as much experience, especially SEC ball. And then, you know, your guys, I would say the most SEC caliber team they've seen has been Dallas Baptist, but they did score on them. So, it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun, especially with a lot of newcomers, to see how they adapt to SEC ball.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely could see Bama winning this series just because, you know, Auburn and Alabama normally get a series, and anybody, you know, most teams normally get a series. You don't see them winning, and you know it could be the first one of the year. You know, nobody. I mean, I guess we kind of know what these teams are, but you don't really know until you get to the major part of conference play. I just think Tennessee is the better team right now, so that's what I'm going to stick with.
Next things were like, look at last year, Bama started off 4-8 in conference play, and then ended up hosting a regional. So, you know, it's just when you get hot at the right time or go cold at the right time. It's just kind of how it falls.
Right. All right. Next, we got number 2, LSU, 15-2 at Mississippi State, 12-5. You know, probably the best baseball venue. I mean, definitely the best baseball venue, in my opinion, at Mississippi State. I'm going to take LSU, though. I think LSU is just going to get the job done. And Mississippi State's a little bit on the struggle team. They lost to South Tuesday and then almost lost to New Orleans and extras on Wednesday, which is kind of an interesting decision to play two non-cons during before you start conference play, but it is what it is. So I'm going to take LSU on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to go with LSU too. Keynote for Mississippi State, they don't have Nate Dom, or Dome, however you say it, Dom.
I think it's Dom.
Yeah. I think he's hurt right now. So that was probably going to be, I think, their best shot to maybe steal one. I think LSU wins this one on the road, and I don't know if it's – I'm not going to say they're not going to compete, but they still got Dakota Jordan and Amani Larry. So I definitely think Mississippi State can put up a fight, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, the next one is number 18, Auburn, who is 13-3. Going to Vanderbilt, number 9, Vanderbilt, who is 15-3. What you going to go with?
I'm going to take Vandy. I don't think Auburn's going to get swept, but I just, you know, I'm going to take Vandy right now just because historically, if you told me now to take Auburn over Vanderbilt, people would call me crazy. And Vanderbilt did get Auburn in the SEC tournament last year, so I'm going to take the home team in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Vandy too just because maybe at home. I don't necessarily think that always matters in baseball, but I think right now they're the better team. And, you know, Tim Corbin has that SEC experience.
A lot of it.
Yeah. So I think Vandy's the safe choice, but I wouldn't be shocked if Auburn wins it.
I'd love for Auburn to win it, you know, but I just don't see it happening. All right. Well, next we got Missouri, 9-8, probably the worst, by far the worst. It's kind of like their basketball non-con record. At number 1, Arkansas, 14-2. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be much talk, Jacob. I'm going to take Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you too. Do you see Missouri taking one at all?
No, it's a sweep. If we were doing, I know we talked a little bit about like maybe introducing the game where we see one sweep happening, it's this one.
Think so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Missouri, it's just like they're so inconsistent. You know, they split 2-2 with Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne. Like,
yeah,
what is that?
Mm-hmm.
But then they put up 20 on them the next game. Then they go to Lawrence and beat Kansas, who just took a series from TCU. So, you know, it's just they're so inconsistent. But I'm definitely going to go to Arkansas. All right. And to wrap it up this weekend, we got number 20, South Carolina, 14-3, and then at Ole Miss, who's 13-5. I think South Carolina is going to win this series, but I do think Ole Miss takes one. Ole Miss has won, I think, 11 of their last 12. So I definitely can see them maybe turning their season around, but I'm going to go South Carolina.
Yeah, you're going to give credit when credit's due. Swayze is insane. It's a great atmosphere. However, like you said, maybe not the most important thing in college baseball, a road environment. But it could have a little impact. But I am going to take the South Carolina on the road. I just they had a great season last year. I kind of see that. I think at one point they got all the way up to 3 in the country. And I kind of see them. I don't see them getting all the way to 3, but I definitely see them having another successful season. And that starts with a road win or road series win at Ole Miss.
Yeah. What's their first baseman's name? Or is it
Big Boy? He's left-handed too. I can picture him.
He's right-handed.
He's right-handed. What's the kid?
I think he wears number 28. Gosh almighty. I think he was a freshman last year and he tore it up, but I think Condon got the nod over him. I know they do have a guy that's throwing, his name's Roman Kimball or Kimball. He came from Notre Dame. I think he's their Friday or Saturday guy. Man can throw. Ethan Petrie or Petrie.
Petrie, right.
Yeah, man, he can flat out hit. I mean, they lost Braswell to LSU, but I mean, still kind of going back to where they were last year. So really impressed.
And they got Parker Nolan from Vandy. So
oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Another good pickup. So okay. Definitely not. South Carolina's definitely a team to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Outside of A&M Florida, what's your favorite series this weekend?
Favorite series outside, I kind of, you know, it might be this one. And honestly, it might be the LSU Mississippi State series just because I want to see if the fallout continues. I want to see if one of them can get it done. It might not be the best, most competitive series, but it's the one I'm looking at the most, in my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely think Mississippi State is going to be in all three games at one point.
First pitch, 0-0.
Yeah, first pitch, sure. But I think it could be one of those things where LSU maybe runs away with it late. like eighth or ninth, maybe extras in one or two, just because I think the dude's going to be crazy.
The dude will be packed. I mean, they'll probably break another record because they do that all the time now.
Yeah.
If you've never been to a Mississippi State baseball game, especially because a lot of our followers are probably in the West Alabama area, like if your team's playing over there, you need to go. And you can get a general admission ticket
over there.
Yeah, and you can you general admission ticket, and there's plenty of places to stand. Pay $10, $15, and watch a good baseball game. And you know, it's one of them places where you're going to have some students that are probably going to be obnoxious, but most of the time, your fans are very nice folks, in my opinion.
Yeah, we need to get our we need to try and maybe get Lounge Dog on, see if he can hook us up sometime. So
he might put us out there in the left field, but he might get mad at us for taking State that low. He might bookmark this podcast.
Yeah, never mind. We will not be inviting him anymore, and he will probably call us out. But is that all we got?
I think so. I think that about wraps up our first baseball. That's kind of exciting.
I know, man. I'm excited. I think next week we're definitely gonna do like a power rankings like we did for basketball. And then maybe just a small recap maybe of this weekend, and then go straight into next week's pick. So that's it for episode 1 of season 3 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.